Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The other big winner, I guess you would say, is Daniel Jones here for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, it's so I love Malik Nabers. He was the guy. I was 1-for-2 on the Jets and Giants picks. I wanted Malik Nabers. The LSU wide receiver pedigree is at an all-time high. And getting that guy, I think, is awesome for the New York Giants. He is going to be a stud right away. You're going to see those jerseys everywhere by midseason, probably even before the season. I think it's a great pick. And I do believe that they did want to trade up. Now, the question is now is where are you getting the next quarterback? Because I still believe all of the stuff that we were talking about yesterday, that the Giants are done with Daniel Jones from Rich Eisen. Jordan Renan saying they're going to try to trade up to get Drake Maye. So some of those reports yesterday. I still believe all that's true. I just think that the Giants didn't do something stupid to go up and get the guy and were patient, a la the New York Knicks, who have been patient and didn't do that crazy thing. But they also are done with Daniel Jones. So he's going to have another opportunity this year to stay healthy and play well. And then they have the out at the end of the contract this year. So essentially, he's back in that same exact situation he was prior to signing that contract, where he is playing this entire season in front of a firing squad. So it could work out like it did last time, or it could be a total mess, but he's coming off another major injury. So is he a winner in the sense that he is now the undisputed quarterback of the new starting quarterback of the New York Giants in 2024? Yes. But I mean, is he going to be here past this year?
Yeah, well, it all depends on how he plays, I guess, this year and how he comes back off of this knee injury. The one thing I will say is that Brian Daboll, I want to say around the combine or somewhere in and around there. Now, you never know whether these guys are lying to you or not, but he said that Daniel Jones is our quarterback. I think Joe Shane said that as well. But then again, you know, you have all this smoke coming around, and I'm just wondering, did they really actually try to trade up, or were they just doing that to see if they could get something from somebody else and see if they could trade and, you know, acquire somebody or acquire another pick and still be able to get somebody that was on their radar? So you never really know. Only they know. But I think this is the safe pick. I think most Giant fans are probably going to be really happy with this pick. And then we'll have to go through the Daniel Jones car wash again and see what happens with him.
Yeah. At 6, the Giants got themselves LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. He was on SNY. He says, very cool hearing from the Giants.
I got the call from Daboll, you know, GM, you know, and a lot of those other guys that was there, you know, when I went on my visit.
A lot of other guys. Very cool. Guys,
you know, yeah. I wonder how J.J. McCarthy feels about Daboll now.
You know, you think he's a liar or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, you told me I was coming. I met with the Giants. I was meeting with the Giants. Everybody had me going to the Giants, and now all of a sudden he's a Viking fan. But Kevin O'Connell, the coach there, said that he's very happy to be a Viking.
Yeah, you know, I was, as I mentioned, talked to Chris Hogan, played in the NFL, and I said, "What do you think of J.J. McCarthy?" And he goes, "That guy ran the best campaign I've ever seen in my life in the draft." He goes, he should have never been picked where he was picked. And him and his team ran. He said he laid out the playbook for every quarterback that shouldn't be drafted that high for the rest of time.
It's funny you talk about what they tell each other.
Yes.
This was Dave Canales, the new head coach of the Panthers.
The porn addict.
Yes, that is very true. Wrote a book about it, I believe. That's true. Him and his wife. That's right.
It's like I saw the video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys 4 or 5 times, and you guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys.
So lots of lying. Yes, exactly. To that point, what you were talking about. Anyway, here's more Nabers. So he talks about getting the call from the coach. He was asked what the interaction was like.
It was a great interaction. Daboll loves me.
Daboll loves everybody.
I guess so.
Not true.
Well, it does sound like he does love him.
He didn't love that special teams player. Coach.
Was that?
He didn't love Wink.
He didn't love Wink. Didn't love right. that special teams coach.
Yeah, but he loves everybody else.
Right.
Oh, you could. This is. It's like Shiv Spot USA.
Well, yeah, that's it.
It's
gets
what it is.
Worse and worse every year.
Here he is on Neighbors.
I think he's a fantastic player. Got a lot of good attributes, starting with his personality, his demeanor of competitive stamina, toughness. You know, he's a dog on the field.
There you go.
See, I'm talking about the like competitive, the competitive fire. That's what they're all looking for, yeah. in every position.
I know you were a Dunze guy.
I am
a Neighbors guy. I love the fact that he's a Giant. I think he's going to be awesome. These LSU wide receivers have been just revelations in the NFL, and I think the Giants got another one. So this is, it's going to be, and they desperately needed someone like
this. They haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since Odell did it back in 2018, I believe. Now, the interesting thing for me is watching Bill Belichick on McAfee last night talking about these players and how much he loves Malik Neighbors. If the Giants don't win this year,
yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to say it. I mean, because I
well,
like
you have them. Already. You've said it in the past.
Yeah, I mean, they got to win. These teams have got to win. And now the Giants have passed on yet another quarterback opportunity. Whether you like it or not, they had an opportunity. I don't know if they were trying to go up and really get one. But if it goes south again this year, and Mr. Personality himself, Mr. Bill Belichick, is available, you know, could you see him coaching Malik Neighbors next year?
Yeah. I mean,
he was so effusive in his praise of him.
Yeah, it would. Well, yeah, but I think he would have done that wherever he was selected. I don't think it was just because of the Giants pick. I mean, I don't think that Bill Belichick needs to do something like that to be coveted by John Mara. We know how much John Mara loves Bill Belichick already. It would have to be really bad for Brian Daboll to get. I mean, really bad, meaning 4 wins or worse. Maybe 5.
So, all right, let me. I just said what I said about the Jets and the AFC East, and I do believe that. Assuming Aaron Rodgers, actually Tyrod Taylor's a good enough player, I think, that they could win 4 or 5 games with him if he had to play just 4 or 5
well,
games.
I mean, that's the whole point of getting a veteran backup in there finally because of what happened last year.
Yeah, and plus the Giants look better with him.
Yeah.
All right. So, where are the Giants in the pecking order of the NFC East? Look, they just added one player. And then they had a great offseason in terms of trading and free agency and adding Brian Burns, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah.
So I will give Joe Shane a lot of credit for that. They have a new defensive coordinator who wants violence or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, violence. I think that the Giants, answer your question, are where they were last year going into the season, which is third. I mean, in a solid third. They're nowhere near the top two teams in that division.
Daniel Jones gets healthy. Daniel Jones comes back and
Daniel
he's motivated.
Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And he's healthy and he's motivated.
Right.
No? Yes? I would think that he'd be motivated.
I thought you were going to say that then if that happens, they could win the division. I don't think so. I don't think they're good enough.